Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But only say the word. In the old, you might almost say traditional, form of the Novus Ordo, because it's been about 40 years or so, all sorts of words were never said at all, and that on purpose. Soul, say. Or even words from Scripture, although they'll always tell you that everything has to be based on the Bible. Roof, in today's gospel. And so, the Domine Nonsum Dignus, in their service, is what used to be rendered, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. But somebody gave the word, it was a while ago now, and they've been working on retranslating large parts of their service to make them a little bit more accurate, and to restore some of the majesty and the awe which you and I have at our disposition in the worship of God every time we assist at Holy Mass, that wondrous sense of mystery and at the same time the opening up of the treasures of sacred Scripture. Of course, they didn't restore the Mass itself. They still use a defective form of that service so as to render it actually invalid, their new missal. Why is the new Mass wrong? Why is it not really a Mass at all? Do you know the answer to that question? You should. Every traditional Catholic should be ready to be able to explain things like that. Our deacon, the Reverend Mr. McKenna, and I were passing through for your convenience, sort of the double security they have, or triple at Tampa Airport. And of all things, the TSA agent, the terrorist security agent, started to ask me questions about, you know, and she knew the difference between the Novus Ordo and the traditional. And we had a little discussion there while I was waiting to be terrorized by somebody in the strip search machine. You never know when they're going to ask, so you must be ready with an answer. Have a reason for the faith that is in you, St. Paul admonishes us. And so, if you don't know, you will want to have this book in your home, Father Cicada's encyclopedic work, which is utterly accessible. It's all right to read just the funny parts or just a little bit at a time, and it has an excellent index so you can look things up so that you will know and you'll have that, Protestants will use that quote, the word of wisdom, when someone in an unexpected circumstance opens the door, even just a little bit. I read recently of a frustrated worshiper who went to the Novus Ordo at Christmas, and these new words were in effect. And somehow, it was obviously beyond their possibilities to use both the word roof and the word soul in one sentence, and this poor person got all tongue-tied. And so in frustration at the end, the people in the rest of the pew heard him say, whatever. And that's how he ended his prayer that particular day. But of course, it's not whatever, not at all. Words matter so very, very much. And to speak the correct ones are crucial. Words are important to the very validity of the Mass itself. And our words, the words we use, of course, can kill as well as give life. And while it is good to remember, especially in an election year, if I may be permitted the reference, that deeds, not words, count in the end, words do weigh in all the way. In the great struggle for the faith, we say, theology, which is literally from the Greek, the word of God, and worship, lex orandi, we say in the Latin, the law of our prayers, the words that we use in our prayers, is the very law of our belief itself. Words are important as well in daily life and in society, and in this whole posing of the question of the pro-life movement, the defense of the innocent. Words can kill. How? Wait, words create a climate where life is cheap. And evil is just your choice. Or good, nothing more than the subjective voice of your own conscience. Instead of the voice of God thundering from Sinai, "Thou shalt not kill." It is very important to take the time to enunciate that extra syllable or so and to say pro-abortion and never to say pro-choice. And as they used to say on the bumper stickers, it's a baby, it's not a choice. And those other words that people use all the time, what effect they have. I mean, cheap and vulgar and dirty words that form so much the substance of people's entertainment anymore, and which lead by suggestion and more to all sorts of temptations and everything against holy purity. And what does that lead all to? Ultimately, to the destruction of innocence and innocent life. Words are important. They'll tell a girl when she goes for that process of murder. Well, they tell her, now be careful, now don't refer to that as that thing, as a baby, because if you do, it will only make you depressed. So don't think of it in those terms. It's just a little clump of tissue. It's just a gathering of a few cells. To calm the conscience with the convenience of little euphemisms. Our society is full of them. And consider the words of the Supreme Court 39 years ago, that fateful semantic manipulation consigning so many preborn babies to face their death before they were ever born. Words leading to death and words leading to deeds on the same direction, only to death. And of course, all of these words end up meaning as well the death of the West. It is in its death throes in Europe, and soon we will be following in their footsteps. We should, all of us, be concerned that terms like pro-choice or the product of conception or abortion as a termination or a procedure, that these words enter into the general vocabulary. There was an American novelist who was a physician and also a Catholic, Walter Percy, who wrote once about the chronic misuse of words to disguise what takes place during abortion. It is an ominous sign, and perhaps artists are the first to realize it, when a society begins by words, which after all was his stock in trade as a writer, with words to manipulate the very concept of humanity. Now, the Obama administration, as you know, has decided that it will force everyone who is insured to dig in and to pay for every form of abortion, every form of birth control, rather, including those which are, in effect, a form of abortion. And the church, the great church institutions such as hospitals, which are obliged to have health plans for their employees, why they must pay, too, for the so-called medical coverage. And there is a proper outrage, even from the Novus Ordo leadership on this point. But words again. I have to say, I am not comforted by the Novus Ordo bishop's choice of words to oppose this outrage. Dolan, the other Dolan, same word, but a quite different meaning. I'm sure no one's going to be making me a cardinal anytime soon. Dolan made a pronouncement this weekend. This should not happen in a land where the free exercise of religion ranks first in the Bill of Rights. Well, of course, in a sense, that's true, but free, is that the best you have, Your Eminence? Freedom, rights. What about God and commandments? What about the death of the innocent? What about mortal sin and hell? Yes, hell. And what about life and death and heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass. So many words are spoken every day. His and His alone abide, but yours too, when you pray in Him and with Him. And what a privilege to use the very words He Himself has taught us. Won't you join with us here in praying that rosary a little later after Mass, in praying this Mass and offering your communion, and in praying all day long, and even for the Vespers in the evening, to pray that our Lord would what? That He who is the Word of the Father, made at this very season a little baby for our sake, that He would do all He has to do, which is to say but the word, and this society of ours, so sick, will be healed. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.